Good morning. Lord, we pray, be with us as we speak and as we hear this day. Amen. Symbols are wonderful things to have in our lives. They help to remind us of things which are important to us and also things which are just nice to know. Take, for instance, the oak, which is a symbol of hardiness or strength. Iron, a symbol of strength or hardness, or the olive branch, a symbol of peace, or our flag, a symbol of freedom. And we have our own symbols right here in Emmanuel. One is the lancer, a symbol of honesty, courage, strength, perseverance, and chivalry. And like the lancer, a symbol adopted years ago at our beginnings, we have another symbol I want to talk about today, our school seal. The seal appeared first in 1960, designed by then Pastor Gordon Ratke. He was pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Mankato at the time, and our Lord used him to be instrumental in the establishment of our Emmanuel Lutheran High School, College, and Seminary. It is the seal which you see every time you enter the field house or gymnasium, however you refer to this room. You will also see in color if you look up as you pass the AC. And we give thanks to the Bismarck congregation who did the stained glass windows that are in the AC. And most of the time we see it in black and white. But let's look at it in color to get its meaning for us. Our scripture. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Psalm 119. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Isaiah 1:18. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Psalm 33:20. Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil ones. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Everything starts at the very center, where we see the pure gold lamp, the symbol of pure knowledge from the Word of God. As we read, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. Our hearts are ruled by that Word of God, so the lamp is centered in the blood-red heart, which is ruled by the Word. That heart is fixed in the red and white rose of Christ, righteous and pure through His blood. Though our sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, from Isaiah. That rose overshadows the black cross of our sins for which He died. All this rests on the shield of faith, tested pure silver, surrounded by the reminder that God is with us, Emmanuel. The Lord is our shield, Psalm 33, and Ephesians 6, taking the shield of faith. A shield is a piece of defensive armor, commonly made of wood, but many times made of brass or gold or silver. And here we see one tried and tested in pure silver, able to ward off the temptations and attacks of the devil, the world, and our flesh. Our praise for all of these gifts is directed by the lances to the source, the triune God. The three gold rings containing the seal, we have the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We live, we breathe, we have our being totally within the sphere of our triune God, represented by three unbroken, endless rings. So there you have it, a symbol that embodies our faith and reliance on Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and for our daily walk in this life, our only hope and comfort. Jesus Christ and Him crucified is with us. I pray that this symbol and what it represents will forever be a part of your lives, wherever you may be. Forgiveness of your sins through the blood of Christ, sent by the Father and the Holy Spirit, keeping us in that faith. This seal is a symbol that reminds us that the center of all is God's Word, as found in the Bible, and that Christ has solved our greatest problem by suffering and dying in our place for our sins. We sing hymn number 758, stanzas 1 and 4.